Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Grand Rising. Rich Rising. Guys, I got my tea. I'm on what day of my detox? I don't even remember. Health as well, but we just going to get it healthy. If you guys are interested, the products are below. And yes, how are you guys doing? I hope you guys are doing well. I'm super excited to talk about what we're going to talk about today. Y'all, yesterday for me went up. My value went up, my stock went up, all the above. And my life has been really lit in real life. I have not shared any of the cool things that have been going on in my life on social media, which is very interesting for me. But I'll get into what happened yesterday and what you guys did not see on camera. And for those of you who follow me on Instagram, but I'm super, super excited to talk about your network is your net worth and why that's so important, why that's been my motto for the past few months and what that means. How do you expand your network? How do you level up in your social circles? And it just trickles down to everything else. So we'll jump into it. I'm going to go ahead and say the morning prayer. I will dive into the morning shout out. So if you are new and this is your first time watching, then go ahead and let me know where you are watching from. If you are not religious or spiritual, I hope that it's okay that I pray for you anyway. And I'm Brittany Daniel, for those of you who don't know, and welcome to the Morning Motivation. So let's get ready to get into this prayer. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much for waking us up again today, allowing us to come together through the internet and fellowship. I pray that this message opens some minds and hearts. I pray that it's from you, and I pray that everybody gets wisdom, discernment, peace, abundance, and we all do it in your glory and do the things that are pleasing in your sight. In your darling son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Hey, you all, so go ahead and load up the comments if you haven't already for your morning shout out. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Being Meech. Good morning, Edwan. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Brittany. Good morning, Madam Noir. Good morning, Cooking with Ray. Good morning, Nartra. I think I said that right. And Charlene, if I mispronounce your name, please spell it down in the comments phonetically so I can get your name right, because I do not want to mess up your beautiful names. I hope you guys are doing well. Let me go ahead and get some of my tea. And for those who will jump in, if they say good morning, you know, you guys greet them and all of the above, because I know people trickle in as we go into today's conversation. Health is wealth. But you guys, our network is our net worth. So let's just talk about that real quick. And let me know if you guys have any questions. Let me know if you guys agree or disagree. Good morning, Laura Lee. But your network is seriously tied to your network. So the saying goes, if you hang out with four broke people, you're going to be the fifth. If you hang out with four rich people, you're going to be the sixth. Because inevitably, you are who you hang around. Birds of a feather flock together. And even if you're not in the same tax bracket, or even if it's more than money, I want to say that, because I know we talked about money a lot yesterday. And this is the fourth pillar in the 555 transformation. So each and every day, I've been going over a pillar in the 555 transformation that kicks off again May 12th. So if you guys want to be a part of that class, and or excuse me, part of that coaching group, and go through those steps and the pillars, the fourth one is financial. And we already talked a lot about finances last week, so I wanted to switch up the topic this week. And that's why we're talking about your network is your net worth. Now, when I say this, let me put this disclaimer out. I am not saying you ditch your old friends. I am not saying that you no longer hang out with who you want to hang out with. I believe, and from some of my mentors, you have to keep loyal people in your circle. You have to keep your day ones around. The people who care if you got money, you don't got money. The people that don't care if your hair is done, your hair ain't done. The ones you can go around without no makeup. They don't judge you. You can tell and bear your soul to. You need those trusted confidants. So I will never tell anybody, because your friend doesn't make X amount of money, that you should, you know, alleviate them. The only reason you should get rid of friends, in my personal opinion, is if their life is so toxic, it pours into yours, or they're creating toxicity for your life through their friendship. Then I'm saying you have to reevaluate that relationship. But if not, and those people are solid to you and you guys have a solid bond and you've had a bond for years, you have to keep those people in your life. So I'm not telling you to get rid of your day ones or the people that you really consider your 10 toes down relationships, right? But stepping outside of them, right? Because everybody has their own mental threshold. Everybody has their cap. And nobody can make anybody level up. Nobody can make anybody continue to grow. The only person that you can control is yourself. So instead of trying to control the small circle that you rock with or the few people that you rock with, because I hear some people say all the time, you know, man, I'm growing, I'm developing, but I got key, but you know, Kiki ain't really, she ain't feeling me on that level. She's not growing and expanding, and it's frustrating me. Good morning. We can't blame our friends or our associates for not wanting to grow and level up in the way we want them to grow and level up, right? Good morning. So what we have to do is love them for where they are, be their friends, you know, because they were our friends and they're real and they're tried and true. But then you go expand your network. Everybody does not have to go and level up with you. Good morning, such a lady. Good morning, Jessica. Everybody doesn't have to be on the same wavelength as you. Everybody is not going to grow in the same speed. People are going to get it later in life or earlier in life, you know, so we can't hold that against them that they're not growing at the same time God has touched us or growing with us. But what we can do and what we can control is getting in different rooms and expanding our personal circles so that it's more beneficial to us. So we keep the people that we rock with. We keep the people that have been solid. We keep the people that we trust. But we have to go out there and make better connections, or not even better connections, different connections with different types of people from all over the place, right? My motto this quarter was, I want to get in the room with richer and wiser women than I ever have before. Because, you know, Annette, when you're networking, you can network with people on the same level as you. You could network with the people that are doing the same things, or maybe they're a little bit, and that's cool. But when I say get in rooms with people who know more and are doing more, I mean older, richer, wiser. And this is how you do it. Good morning, Sydney. You can get in these rooms three ways. I hope you guys are writing this down, especially my women. This is how you can get in these rooms in three ways. This is how you can expand your network above your means, above your income, above maybe your education, above maybe your status politically, socially, definitely economically. And these are important. And the reason, before I give you these three tips, the reason why this is so important, again, like I said in the beginning, people rub off on you. So if your core is maybe not as ambitious as you, or, you know, they're not really on the same type of time you are mentally, then you can inevitably revert back to your old ways or not grow or be stagnant right along with them. But if you're soaring with eagles, or you're around people that are getting it and thriving, like people say when they come to Atlanta, and I feel this way too, it's very hard to sit around and do nothing. It's very hard to, if you're ambitious, it's very hard to get into this hole of laziness or something about Atlanta, because you see so many young Black people, older Black people moving and shaking and having businesses and doing this and doing that and doing this. It strikes something in you to want to do something, to want to move, to want to level up, to want to network, to want to expand if you're a person of growth, right? Because everybody's doing it. So if everybody is around energetically leveling up and getting to the bag or doing whatever they do in their zone of genius, unless you just don't care, unless you're just like, I'm cool, you're going to want some of that. You're going to want to grow in any kind of way, right? So that's why that's important. It's important to get in these circles and these rooms and meet these people, because, man, it's no longer 5 degrees of separation anymore. I'm 1 degree away from meeting my biggest mentor of all time. I'm one person away from meeting another one of my mentors, not of all time, but I'm one person away. And I don't like name dropping, y'all. But when I say, and I'll get into the story, I'll tell y'all what's going on, and then we'll talk about those three ways. I'm one person away, and I'm being 100% honest. I'm not over exaggerating. I'm not finessing or fluffing. I'm one person away two people away, one person away from being connected with people I've admired for years. And it excites me because it shows me that I'm doing something right. So let me talk about one of the three ways that you can get in to these rooms. The biggest one is service. I'll tell y'all the other two, but the biggest one is service. The biggest one is service. And I even had a few of y'all who were helping me out the kindness of your heart due to service. And you guys will know because I'm expanding the team for the Morning Motivation Show because this show is bigger than me. Yes, it's on my YouTube channel, but I want to grow it to where we're reaching the masses. We're expanding. We're growing. This is a global brand. I reach people in all different countries, but I can't do it by myself, right? So I'm thankful that I have people who said, hey, Britt, I'll help you do this, right? And when I grow and I'm in different circles, in different rooms, I'm able not to only pour my knowledge into them, but I'm also able to introduce these people, introduce my people to other people. And I'll just say the same thing for me. So one of the people that I follow that I admire did a call of action. Hey, who can help me? I need some help on this day. Who can help me? I'm like, I can. You know why? And I'm not thinking about money. I'm like, I can help. I can help. I can help. I'm in a service mindset because when you serve, y'all, when you give in that way, not only is that person utterly grateful, but you're going to be around and meet the other people that they're meeting. You're going to get their knowledge because you're going to be in the room. You're going to be in their space. You're going to be either at their home. You're going to be around their friends. You're going to be around their business associates. You're going to see how they live, how they move, how they think. There, you're going to hear conversations about money. You're going to hear conversations about relationships. You're going to hear all these different conversations, right? The same thing happened to Diddy when he was Andre Harrell's assistant. You know, he soaked up the game. The same thing happened to Devon Franklin when he first wanted to get into the game and he couldn't. He was an intern for Will Smith's company and just soaked up the game and did as much as he can. And he was in the space of service. And when you serve and you do well and you go above and beyond, because I'll tell y'all what, one thing they said is it's hard to find good help in Atlanta. I will say there's movers and shakers. But when it comes to people wanting to serve, this younger generation, for whatever reason, ain't thinking about it. They don't want to serve. So if you have a service heart, if you have a heart that says, you know what, I'm going to step up and help, man, that speaks volumes. And not just that I'm going to help and I'm just going to be here and I'm just going to be. But when you, how can I help you? What can I do for you? When you're in a service mode, you shine bigger and brighter than anybody else because nobody has that mentality right now. So when people are always hitting up people, oh, can I get mentorship? Can I get mentorship? Can I get mentorship? No, what you should be saying is, how can I help you? Because inevitably, when you step up and you help somebody else, not only, like I said, not only are you going to get their knowledge, you're going to get that one-on-one connection with that person. And then you're going to be invited into spaces where you can grow, learn, see. So she did a call to action. One of my mentors did a call to action. Who can help me in Atlanta? I'm going to be in Atlanta. I need help and help. Good help is hard to find. I can. I DM'd her and I went the extra mile and go in and commented on her comment, said, hey, I saw you needed help just in case my DM gets lost. Cause you know how Instagram works. You know, you be all over there in the atmosphere and you don't even get to see the DMs, right? I left you a DM. Let me know if you need anything. So being beknownst to me, you know, and some of y'all don't even want social media profiles. And I get it. You don't want to get trapped up on social media, but everybody needs one. And this is why. So what she did was she did her research on me, right? There's my website. She can see an archive of years of my character. She can see what I'm doing in the community, what I'm talking about. Am I on the gram shaking it for the world? Or am I on the gram doing the good work? Am I on the gram and on social media doing great things? You know, some of y'all volunteer at y'all church. Some of y'all are doing really good work in the world. Some of y'all are business professionals and mothers and wives and girlfriends. And y'all have businesses. Y'all do a lot of great things. But because y'all really don't rock with social media like that, you don't show anybody, right? And when you don't show anybody, one, you're hiding inspiration because people need to see people like y'all. People, There are people out there that think women like y'all don't exist. There are people out there that only think a certain type of woman exists because the really powerful, God-fearing women don't rock with it. And I get it. But this, use social media as your business card. That's what I do it for. Yes, it's a little entertainment. Yes, I give words of motivation and all of that on there, but I use it as a business card because I know when I network or I DM somebody, they're going to go look. They're going to go look at my life. They're going to see what I'm doing. They're going to judge me based off of that. And some of y'all are doing so many great things. Y'all are wonderful mothers. You guys are amazing, you know, in your zone. You're amazing at this, amazing at that. You guys do crafts really well. And y'all don't put it out there. Y'all don't let the world know how amazing you are, how God-fearing you are. I know some of y'all do, but some of y'all don't. And people need to, before they buy anything, before they sign up with anything for you, before they buy into who you are, they got to do some research. Think about this, y'all. When y'all go shopping now, y'all don't take people's word for it, or y'all don't just look at, y'all look at reviews. Y'all go do some research. Y'all go watch a couple YouTube videos about, you know, the item that you want. You go see, okay, does this look good on this girl? She got my skin tone, my body type. Okay, it looks good on her. That makeup looks good. I might try it for myself. Y'all don't just go out there and spend y'all money willy-nilly no more. You know, y'all do research, and that's how you got to think of yourself as kind of like a product. If I volunteer and I ain't got but two pictures, it's like, can I trust this person? What does this person really do? Are they a scam? What, you know, like, what's going on? So that's why social media is so important. So she went and looked in all through my social media. She went and went to my website, looked at what I was doing, looked at what I was doing 3 years ago. And she was like, okay, this girl seems, she prayed about it because she said she felt it in her spirit that I was a good person. And probably was like, all right, let me give this girl a chance. Yesterday, I was in the mode of service, y'all. Service. And I was so thankful. I was so grateful for the opportunity because I knew, not that I'm not using this woman, but I knew if I gave my all to this situation, that was going to come to me in tenfold. And it did in one day. I texted her this morning. I was like, good morning. I'm so grateful for the opportunity yesterday. And because I did such a good job, because I was in the mode of service, what can I do to help you? What do you need? Oh, you need this. You need this. I got this. I don't care about being called or whatever. I'm here to serve. I'm here to show that I'm valuable. You got to add value to people. The only reason y'all rock with me, some of y'all rock with me hard, is because I give every day. If I gave to y'all, I'll show up on morning motivation, random Tuesday, random. Y'all be like, man, I ain't taking Brittany. She all right. She giving me, she, you know, some stuff she say. Yeah, all right. Some of y'all rock with me because I give a lot, right? Which that's what I feel like I'm here to do. I'm in the season of service, 100%. I've been there for a minute, but now I really get it. I'm chasing purpose. I'm chasing passion. I'm chasing people. The money's going to come. The money's going to follow that, right? But I ain't worried about that right now. And I know I talked to y'all about getting to the bag and getting rich and all, but being in your purpose and being on a mission and being in an act of service, how can I help you? What can I do? Hey, I do this. So can I help you do it? I have expertise in this. I got some of y'all. And I'll let you guys know, you know, soon enough who this person is. And she already knows. But because I saw her doing the work, I was like, and I saw her showing up for me. I was like, let me reach out and see if she'll help me. And she's doing a phenomenal job. I have two people on my morning motivators that are helping me, and they're doing a phenomenal job. And I'm gonna give them their flowers soon enough, but let me just keep going. So I'm like, what do you need? Let me help you. So not only am I making connections with the videographer that I have to link up with, right? Boom, that's a connection. Now I know a dope videographer, so I'm gonna look at her footage, and I'm in the footage, so I'm gonna post that, and y'all know who these people I'm talking about soon enough, but I gotta let you know, you gotta let people release their stuff first. And I wasn't trying to, you know, I'm up there to work. I'm not trying to get Instagram stuff. I'm there to work. So I was focused. I had my phone away. I just did whatever needed to be done. So what time is it? Okay. So I've got the videographer. I'm networking with him because it's all about relationships, y'all. People don't do business and people don't really rock and do stuff with people they don't like. That's why relationships are key important. That's why your network is your net worth, because when people like you and they trust you, they're more prone to do business with you or give you opportunities. So I'm networking with the videographer. Then boom, she comes. I meet an ambassador to Africa. The woman is stunning. She has poise. I'm just like, wow. I mean, an African ambassador, a woman from South Africa. I'm just like, I'm blown away. And my mentor, and I'm doing what I got to do for my mentor. And then I'm in the videos and the pictures. So when people see her, they're going to click on me and see what I'm doing. Right. And I didn't ask for any of this. She was just like, hey, Brittany, get right here. Do what you got to do. Boom. Right. So cool. Then this beautiful other Black woman comes out the state capitol and I meet her. And I'm like, wow. And I'm looking at how she's dressed. I'm looking at the jewelry. I'm just like, oh, I'm around some money. I know luxury. I might not rock it and wear it, but I love fashion and I love luxury. Right. So I know when money doesn't come in the room, and it's not even about the money. I'm just like, ooh, she's on a level that I'm trying to get to. Right. So I'm thinking about this. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm meeting her. Hey, and they're talking about me in front of me, and it's just nothing but good conversation. And I'm hearing, thank you, Edwan. I'm hearing conversations about me. Oh yeah, I did my research on her. Yeah, you can use her. And I'm up here. I don't care. Cause yeah, what do you need? You're important. You got stuff that I'm sure I can learn from you. I'm up here like, I'm not saying nothing. And that's another thing. When we get in these rooms, be quiet. Be quiet. Just listen. These people know more than me. These people got more money than me. And it's not about the money. It's about mindset, because I know you worked. They're older than me. That you have the sauce. You've done the work. A lot of people now don't want to do the work, y'all. They want to just go from zero to 100. Remember, I said everything is in the long game. We're future focused, and I'm just sitting here listening and soaking up game, and I'm getting inspired. I'm around, and then another one comes. Another ambassador comes. So now I'm around five Black powerful women, and we're in the state capital of Georgia. We're in the Capitol building in Atlanta, and I'm up here like, Brittany, look what room you put yourself in. Look what you've done, right? So then I'm hustling, bustling, helping out. Hey, Brittany, you got to run and go do this. Cool. Boom, boom, boom. I run to the restaurant, get stuff set up. Woo, woo, woo. I'm cool. I'm the assistant. I'm greeting people. Hi, how are you? Welcome. Because I got good manners. I got good sense. I can articulate myself. You know what I mean? Y'all, a lot of y'all are like this. Y'all know what y'all can do, right? You put it on. You put your professionalism on. I'm dressed right. I look good. I'm greeting people. You know, I'm doing the thing. She comes in the room. Okay, looks great. Tweak it a little bit. I don't have no hard feelings. Cool. What do I got to do? Everybody sits down to eat. Hey, Brittany, there's a chair for you. You can sit down too. And I was just going to stand up and just, you know, whatever she needed. I'm the assistant for the day. I don't care. And I'm introducing myself. I'm Dr. So-and-so's assistant. How can I help you? Oh, good. Nice to meet you. I'm so-and-so's assistant. I don't care. People be like, assistant? I don't care. I'm in the room. I'm connected to this person that knows people. That knows people globally. I don't care. I'm not above no title. See, some of us, we're so prideful. I don't care. I'm in the room. I'm of service. I'll be, and not to say I'm a doormat, not to say that I was never disrespected or anything like that, but I don't care. My ego has nothing to do with this, because Brittany Daniel knows where she's going. I know where I'm going. I know who I want to be connected to. I know with the future lies, right? So I'm doing my thing. And then this actor comes in the room, looks familiar. I'm like, oh shoot. Then this other African ambassador comes in the room. Then this businessman comes in the room. Then this businesswoman comes in the room. And we're all sitting down and she introduces everybody. And I'm like, you're connected to my mentor. you know this, because I want to buy land in Africa. I want to expand globally and have homes and properties over there. Because when you own in Africa, in certain countries, you own it. Ain't no property tax. Once you own something, it's yours. So I'm listening to these conversations and I'm in the room and I'm just soaking it up. And I was so grateful because I learned more about culture, about other people, about money, women, just the gamut. And we're all so much so similar. Every human being is so similar, but they're just on a different level mentally, emotionally, financially, all these things, right? So I'm in the room, I'm soaking it up. I do a good job and I go home, I call my boo excited. I was invited to Africa, y'all. Like, hey, when we go to Africa, are you coming? Do you have a passport? Absolutely. When are we going? That's my whole kind of energy. So I say this story to tell y'all service. Service is the number one way you can expand your circle. You can expand your circle. This is crucial, y'all. So y'all stop hiding. Stop saying, oh, Instagram is this and social media is that. We need it. It's a tool now these days. If you have a business, you got to have social media. If you are somebody trying to level up and get some, you got to have social media. You got to have a LinkedIn. You got to have all these things. Yes, are they annoying? Absolutely. Yes, is it you don't know what to post all the time? I get it. Yes, everything. You got multiple 50,000 things going on. It's something you got to do. Just like you got to take care of your kids, you got to be on social media because it's your business card. Because you never know when people be like, oh, I met this girl. Or, hey, remember the young lady that helped you? What was her contact? What's her name? Oh, here, let me send you her Instagram. Let me send you her her contact. And then you can DM people, be like, it was so nice meeting you, especially the ones you didn't get their phone numbers. It was a pleasure meeting you yesterday. Boom, you're connected. Boom, you're following them. They're following you. Come on now. Then when they do things, hey, is there any way I can help you? First way is service. Second way is you can pay to play. Ayana says, do you suggest posting frequently? It depends on your, I don't want to get into a social media thing. If you guys want social media help, let me know. And I would just say you post how you post. If your end goal isn't to grow a following or to be a social media influencer, you just post when you want to post. But you're doing it to show people, this is my life. This is who I am. And I can be trusted because you can see into my life. You see me with my family. You see me with this. Like, if you're not trying to grow on social media, you're not trying to have a social media following, okay? Because it's really not about your followers. It's about your connections and what you're posting, right? So it doesn't matter how often you post or when you post. If your goal isn't to be an influencer or grow your brand or grow your platform, it's just not. It doesn't matter. But it's just to show people, hey, when I say, hey, I want to go see if Ayani, let me go check. Okay. She got a family. Okay. Yeah. And one thing I was told yesterday is they were happy I had a boyfriend. She was like, hey, that guy in that video, that was your boyfriend? I was like, yes, ma'am. And she was like, good. Cause you know, girls get out here and they just want to find their husband. And we don't got time for that. So because she got to see my life, she trusted me. She knew what she was getting herself into. So it's up to you how much you post, but we gotta do it. Because you never know who you might meet. You never know who might see you. You never know who. And if you're not, and y'all, that's how we get to these folks. I wouldn't have been able to meet her any other way if it wasn't through social media, if I wasn't following her. And it's all about who you follow. It's all about what you pay attention to. Because if you pay attention to the shade room and gossip and you know, all of that stuff, then that's what you're going to see. I follow women I admire. I follow accounts that I want to, you know, that inspire me or that I want to grow. I got a couple friends on there, but I'm following women who, and some of them don't have a lot of followers. You know, most big people, they don't got a whole lot of that. You know what I mean? They don't care because they're making money off of social media. So they don't care about those things. They don't care. But consistency is key. And it depends on your, she Amber, on your goals. Like, if your goal is to grow on social media, yes, you have to be consistent. If you don't care about growing, you just want to make sure that your stuff is out there so people find you. If you make connections, then they have something to look at. Then just post whenever you want to post, to be honest with you, because that's not your goal. It just depends on your goal and what your goal is. But yeah, so you can pay to play. So what does pay to play mean? Go to those conferences. You know your favorite person or your mentor is going to be in a room. Buy a ticket. The person that you admire is having an event. Buy a ticket. Get into that room. Get into that space. Hey, I know she's going to be here. I've been wanting to meet her. Let me go buy a ticket. Boom. And not only do you network with her, you network with everybody else at that event. You know, because it's different. Knowing people on social media is very different. But when some of y'all get me one-on-one and we really get to talk via Zoom, it's different. It's a different connection. It's a different, you guys get a different side of me. You guys get a more relaxed side. So when you meet people in person, you really get to see how they are. Do you really like this person or don't you really like this person? You know, is this person really adding value or is it smoke and mirrors? You know, you get to get in those rooms and network, and you're prepared, and not to say that you serve everybody. You don't. Let me just put that. You don't serve everybody. Everybody ain't worth that. And it's not about what they have. It's about their character. Got to know that person's character first, right? So you pay. You pay to play. I know this person's going to be at this event. I'm going to buy a ticket. I'm going to go so I can be in the same room with them. Hey, I'm a big fan of your work. I love what you do. My name is so-and-so. This is what I do. Man, just keep doing your thing. Oh, really? How long have you been following me? Da, da, da. And then you start the conversation. And now you made a connection. Oh, you do what? You do event planning? You know what? My friend has an event coming up. Hold on. Hey, Kiki. You've been looking for an event planner. Look, y'all, that's connection. People hire who they know and who they like. And sometimes they'll go on Instagram and find people. But if they know you and like you, normally you're the first person that they pass the information to. Or normally, oh, you do this. Hold on. My homegirl was doing, what's your Instagram? Because before a lot of people, especially our generation, before they ask for your number, they're going to ask for your Instagram. You know, have business cards. I know business cards are old school, but have business cards so when you network with older people, you can give them a business card, right? and you can get those email addresses. This is extremely important for those of you still listening, still vibing. I know I'm not on 10 today, but this is key. Pay to play. You know, you can go get those conference tickets. You can go get in those rooms. You know, you can invest in yourself, because that's a thing too, y'all. Investing in yourself is also investing in the time and the money and the energy to expand your network. Because your network is your net worth because of the conversations that you're going to be around, because of the exposure you're going to get. A lot of us don't know anything outside of our close circle. Right? And just being in the presence of other people. So you can serve, you can pay. What was that last one, y'all? Or you can work your way in there. You can work your way in there. Hey, I know that this person's having an event. Hey, let me see if I can work this event. Let me see, like people do bartending. Let me see if I can work this event. Let me see if I can, you know, hey, I see that you're having a birthday party. I do this. Would you, you know, here's my services. It's not hard, y'all. It's not hard. Do y'all have any questions, comments, or concerns? I know some of y'all just sitting there, but this is valuable and this is so key. And some people ain't gonna get it. Some people just ain't they kind of conversation, but this is imperative to grow and expand your circle. Because if you keep hanging out, and you don't have to leave the people that you rock with. You don't have to leave your day ones. You don't have to leave the people that you trust. But the problem is if you only stay with those people, then that's going to be your circle and that's going to be your thing. I don't know about y'all. I'm trying to get it to the next level. I'm trying to squeeze every ounce of juice out of life that I can. Life is so precious. Life is so valuable. Life is so it's just phenomenal. So why not make it the best you can? Why be passive about life? Why be just like, well, you know, whatever happens, happens. And why not make a difference for your own life and expand and expand and grow? Because it's the like I said again, it's the conversations that you hear. It's the things that you can soak up and you can learn from. And man, I was having conversations about real estate in a whole different continent, on a whole different continent. You know, we were talking about, you know, how African women are different from African American or Black women or African American women, whatever you want to call it. Are different, and it's just the mindset about marriage and money and you know, just the difference between things. And I met somebody from London, met somebody who's a nurse, I met somebody who, it's just like the people that you meet, it's crazy. So do y'all have any comments? Because I know y'all normally be flooding up. Does this not make sense to anybody? Is this something like, nah, I hear you, but I'm good. Y'all, it's all about growth. We can't be this. We can't continue to do the same things expecting different results. And you never know that one person can give you the gem for your business, your career, your lifestyle to explode and expand it. But we got to be in these rooms. We got to start going to conferences and meetings and networking events to expand our network. Because you never know who somebody knows. It's just like, it's just like, I got you, Edwan. I see your question. It's just like, if y'all seen that Netflix show Inventing Anna, I don't know if y'all saw that. Have y'all seen the show Inventing Anna? It was so good. But this heiress or this woman pretends she's a German heiress and she has all this money and she networks with she gets in rooms with some of the most wealthy people in the world and almost finesses them out of millions of dollars for her foundation. She gets caught and goes to jail. But the biggest thing was her network. She just kept networking. She just kept getting introduced. Hey, this is so-and-so. This is so-and-so. That's how she was able to climb and be in these rooms and around these people. Because she met one that introduced her to five. And then those five introduced her to their people and their people and their people. And her name was trickling in. Oh, yeah, she's so amazing. She's doing this and doing that. That's how the wealthy stay wealthy, y'all. That's how those opportunities are had. Because you go into these rooms, you make a good impression. You know what you're talking about. You articulate yourself. You're professional. And oh, wow, you do that. Oh, let me link you with this person. Or hey, let me show you who this person is. You guys do the same thing, or that's why people get into sororities and things like that. So they can expand their network. Edwan says, how do you network with people if you're scared or nervous, or if you fear of being rejected? Well, one, you always got to dress the part and be the part of wherever circle you're in. So the first thing is, when you look good, you feel good, right? So we have to make sure that we're on point physically, like we're dressed, you know, hygiene straight. Make sure that we're going in there. Our confidence has to be high, because think about it. If I said, hey, Edwan, my name is Brittany, and I just really wanted to meet you. Or, hey, Edwan, how are you? Nice to meet you. I'm Brittany Daniel. How are you? You feel me? So you have to be confident in who you are. Look good, feel good, confidence, head held high. And there people don't reject you. The thing is, the sense of rejection is so false. Like, I've never met anybody or went up to anybody. Actually, let me not take that back. Nine times out of 10, if you stick your hand out to shake it and you're confident and you present yourself well, that person's also going to stick their hand out and shake it and say, hi, how are you? If they're not rude. Now, there are some people, I've only had one or two women that were like, but that was a reflection of them. That had nothing to do with me, in my personal opinion. And if it did, oh, well, that was years ago. But 9 times out of 10, if you're confident and you engage, and I see you, thank you so much, Percy, then handshake, boom. Hey, so what do you do? I have no issues asking people what they do, what their interests are, because people like to talk about themselves. So you got to read. There's a book called How to Win Friends and Influence People. If you're scared of being rejected, or you're nervous, read How to Win Friends and Influence People That's a key for anybody that wants to network and that is, doesn't have the natural gift of gab, but you can't be fearful of rejection. What are they going to do? You're not trying to date them. You're not trying to marry them. You're just introducing yourself. The biggest thing you can do is give a compliment, right? Give a compliment to someone. And I see you turquoise naturally. And I'm going to go back to reading your comments in a second. I just want to honor Percy's donation. Thank you so much for the super chat, Percy. Good morning, Brittany. You mentioned how Africans see money differently. I've met Africans, some Africans personally, and I was amazed how they make their money stretch. Yeah, and Africa is a continent, so every culture is different in different countries. But yeah, I didn't have that conversation, but they just see opportunities way different than we do here in America. Because we're used to it, and some of them come here and be like, I see all this opportunity and I'm getting it, you know? But yeah, they look at money very differently than Americans as far as like opportunity and what we should be doing with our money, for sure. Hey, Turquoise says, I agree. Service and being in the right rooms are key. Thank you, Turquoise. Naturally, Ann says, this is a great topic. I'm taking it all in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I started watching it, but didn't finish it yet. Oh, for Inventing Anna. It's really just, I was just watching this girl network. That was all she was doing. She was buying some things, but her biggest thing and her biggest resource and her biggest asset is she knew how to be in these rooms. She knew who to connect to, how to talk to certain people in order to get in these rooms, in order to be invited on trips and be able to use private jets and all types of stuff, right? Jessica says, yes, networking is necessary. Thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am making it a goal to attend more conferences and meetings this year. Absolutely. And be ready, be dressed, smell good, look good. Make sure you have your business cards ready. Make sure you know what you're talking about in your industry or your field or your zone of genius. That's why I always tell y'all to have a zone of genius. But confidence, y'all, is key. Confidence is key. Smile. That's why people, they say they look at your skin and your teeth. That's why we had that conversation about health yesterday. Your dentist, going to making sure you got good hygiene, making sure that you're taking care of yourself. Because people will judge you off of first impressions. But if you look good and you feel good and you put your best foot forward, you have nothing to worry about. And it's not about what you're wearing. It's how you're wearing it. So don't think that you got to go out and spend a whole bunch of money or have a designer bag or designer shoes. Y'all had I had a basic outfit on yesterday. Shoes, one designer whatsoever. Nothing I was wearing was designer. I was basic. Black sweater, black blazer. Y'all can see it on my Instagram. Black skirt. Black heels. Where did I get them heels from? Marshalls. So it's not about what you're wearing. It's how you wear it. It's how you're confident. You just know what you're doing. And it takes a little time and a little practice, but confidence is key, y'all. Confidence is key, especially if you're around sharks, especially if you're around people that really don't play, or they have big personalities. You want them to respect you. And the way they respect you is through your confidence. If you don't feel good about yourself, then ain't no way they're going to feel. But if anybody has issues with networking or issues talking to people, Win Friends and Influence People is a great book to read. But we got to get into these rooms, y'all. You either got to pay to play, you got to serve, or you got to work. You got to serve, you got to pay to play, or you have to work. Now, I'll give you more instances on paying to play. Maybe your favorite person is going live on Instagram. Get their attention by buying a badge. Or, you know, like buying a super chat, you know, or, DMing them. You know what? Thank you so much for this conversation. I really admire what you're doing. Keep up the great work. Give them words of encouragement. You'll be surprised, y'all. People, even though they may have more money or bigger status, whatever that means, right? They're still human. People still like compliments. People still like feeling like they're valuable or they're valued. I was watching an Oprah interview and she said it didn't matter who she interviewed. It could have been Beyonce to Bill Gates. She said after every single interview, 9 times out of 10, the number one question each person would lean over to her and ask is, how was that? Did I do okay? Everybody's the same, y'all. Everybody's nervous about something. Everybody is insecure about something. We're all humans. We're all people. So nobody's better than anybody. And I want to take that away. When I'm saying this and getting in the rooms with people who more money, status, it doesn't mean that they're better than anybody. They're not better than you. They just have better resources. They just have a better network. That's it. That's it. Resources and network. And if you can get in those spaces and learn and do what they're doing and learn what they learned and soak up the game, the free game, then you also can have the same knowledge, same network, same resources, same money eventually. Because there's no way you can be around six wealthy people and not be the seventh. Because they're going to either tell you about stock. They're either going to tell you about their investments. They're either going to, you know, you can ask them questions like, hey, what did you invest this year? I mean, once you get to know them, you don't want to have certain conversations right off the bat. But I've had conversations about businesses and what stock I think is going to go up, or, you know, you want to add value to the conversation. You want to, if you engage in the conversation, you want to make sure you add value and you know what you're talking about. So doing a little research. You know, having a few talking points. If you want to break the ice with somebody, the biggest thing you can do is give a genuine compliment. A genuine compliment. I actually have a whole video, I believe, on my Instagram about how to network. I mean, on my YouTube about how to network. I believe I do. But give a compliment. Girl, those shoes are bomb. Oh my gosh, you smell amazing. What are you wearing? Oh, sir, I love your shoes. Like, but make it genuine. Don't be fake about it. You know what I mean? Like, don't, anybody telling you to be out there would be fake. But give a compliment. Wow, your hair is so pretty. Oh, I love your bracelets. But be genuine. You know what I mean? It's really, y'all, it's super easy. It is super easy. I think that sometimes we just overthink it. Yes. Let's see. She Amber says, yes, networking events have some set up because we have a network to get more information you need to grow. Absolutely. I agree. So what do you guys think? Do you guys have any comments, questions, or concerns about, has there been times where y'all have tried and it didn't work, or you guys need any other pointers? Because we've got 10 more minutes. And I know I wasn't as turned up, but this is super key. So in the 555 transformation, we go through finances. We go through personal finance. We go through how you are with your money. We go with what your relationship is with money. But this is a pillar that I think is super key within that structure of your finances. Because if everybody in your circle is either broke, struggling, or whatever, you just become the sixth person. Because now you don't know how to manage your money. You're not getting those gems and those resources and those tips on how to do better, how to grow, how to expand, how to learn, So if you're around five complainers, you're going to be the sixth. If you're around five money makers, you're going to be the sixth. Your network is your net worth. Super important, y'all. I watched my mom pay to play with a company called World Venture, and she was networking also. And I watched my mom take exclusive trips like Dubai and Egypt and Jamaica, Brazil and South America. Wow. I mean, and it depends, but it sounded like it worked for her, because let's just say this, right? Let's just say when she did this, guess how many people she met when she went to Dubai? And not only did she meet people, her eyes were open to a whole different culture, a whole different thing. Because in America, they have done such a great job with making it seem like America is the best place in the world. Thank God for technology. Now we can see how other people live and all of that. But experiencing it is something very different. So imagine the people that she met in the culture and the things that she learned when she was in Dubai. Imagine the people and the culture that she learned about in Egypt. I love Jamaica and Jamaican people. I love to my core. I have such a love for this country, but I would have never known I had a love for Jamaica or rock with Jamaica as hard as I do. Like my soul, there's certain places in life where your soul just feels good. And my soul, every time I land on that country and in that country, my soul just feels home. So I don't know if maybe in my lineage, you know, during the I don't know, but something in my soul feels so good when I go to Jamaica. I would have never known that had I not traveled there. In Brazil, no telling who she met in Brazil, in South America. You know what I mean? No telling how many people and all this. That's amazing. I love that. She, Amber says, right, who you hang around is very important because you, who you have in your circle can conform to it and start being in the same way. Hang around rich people, be rich. Exactly. Like if you're around five thieves, you either think it's okay or you gonna end up stealing. You know, so I definitely agree. Thank you, She Amber. But it's so crucial. Like you and I really encourage y'all to travel. Now that the world is opening back up, y'all get your passports, travel, go experience other cultures, go taste other foods, go see how other people live. Go just bask in. One thing I love is in Jamaica is like everything is airy. They are chill. They don't be in no rush, except for when you get on in the cars. That's when you get on that highway. But other than that, it's just like the people are just, and the women, they don't play. You know, they think, America, when we think we strong, man, Caribbean women, African women, they do not play. We get, that's in our DNA. It's in our soul. So when we're told here, oh, y'all are too strong. Y'all are this, y'all are that. Y'all need to water that down. Y'all need to be more this, more that. Go look at where we come from. Go look at where we come from, y'all. We're all connected. We're all from the continent. Man, them women don't play. They don't play. It's in our DNA, y'all. It's in our DNA. I need to travel and get out of America ASAP. ASAP. Go get y'all's passports. Everybody over the age of 20 should have a passport. Actually, over the age of 18. Go get it now. Even if you're not going to use it, you rather have it than when you want a book, you're good to go. Right. You don't have to worry about, oh, I got to put the passport application in and we have 3 weeks and we have to rush. No, just get it. Even if it just sits there for a couple years, it's good for 10 years. Your passports are good for 10 years. But that process of initially getting your passport is a process. So make sure you already have it. So when the opportunity comes, like when they said they expected me not to have a passport, y'all. They were like, do you have a passport? And when I said yes, they were like, oh, you do? Yes, I do. When we going? That's the hardest part to get out of the country is having a passport. If you already have a passport, you Gucci. Your passport hasn't been used yet. The good news is, Miss J, you can either use it, book that trip, or you can network and get invited on trips. Use your passport, y'all. Go somewhere. Get out of America. The world is so much bigger than America, y'all. The world is so much bigger than Miami, LA, New York. Those places are cool. Those places are cool. But we got to get out. We got to see other stuff. I'm definitely on the way. Don't just watch it on YouTube. Don't just watch people, you know, live their lives. Go actually enjoy it and try it for yourself. Me and my mom went to a mansion also where we met a guy by the name of Tom Tupa, who was a former African football punter who played in the New York Jets, Arizona Cardinals, and Washington Redskins. Wow. She, Amber says, my hubby was so shocked that I didn't have a passport because in other countries, people have passports at very young ages. Americans do not do. And that is crazy. It's because they have programmed us to think that this is all we need. The world is so much bigger than America. Y'all, Americans, y'all need to go out and see how other people live and see other cultures, try other food, learn from other people. We don't know everything. They've done a great job telling us we do. They've done a great job telling we're the greatest country in the world. They did a great job of doing all this and giving us American pride. Go out there and see your people in other places. Go out there and go to the Caribbean. Go out there and go to Europe. Shoot, go to Indonesia, wherever. And I know, and some people were like, oh, it's so expensive. We find a way to pay for everything else. And now they're making it easier because you can do payment plans on flights and you can do payment plans on vacations. Don't put it on credit. I don't believe in that. That's personally something I don't believe in. I don't believe in putting vacations and trips on credit. But hey, if you got it and you can afford it, do it. Go research. Some people haven't even, y'all don't even know how much it costs. Y'all have already told yourself it's too expensive. I can't go. You haven't even done the research. You haven't even went on Expedia or a site and just played around and said, hey, if I wanted to go here, how much would it cost? Man, I looked up at a trip to Greece. It was so cheap. Y'all better start. Start small. Go on a cruise. If you're too nervous, go on a cruise and go to the Caribbean and just see. And then, but y'all, we got to start using our resources. I'm applying for one next month because I'm trying to go to Barbados this Christmas. I love that. As you should. You got to see where your people are. You got to see who your children's people are going to be, She Amber. I'm so happy for you. I can't wait to go to Barbados, though. I want to go to Barbados so bad. Percy says, yes, Brittany, for the first time in Bahamas, I didn't want to come back. Sometimes other countries will make you feel like, ooh. That's how I feel about Jamaica. Like, man, I don't want to come back to the States. People from Canada got passports. I spoke to people outside of the country that visit America. I tried to get my cousin to go to Las Vegas for her birthday instead of spending $300 on for a trip. She spent $300 to get a back tattoo. Everybody can't go with you, but you could have went. And that's another thing. If you got to go by yourself, go by yourself. I've been to Jamaica by myself. I went on a cruise by myself. If you have to go by yourself, do not wait for other people to go try and explore. And especially in America, y'all, there's no excuse we can't go places in America alone. You'll be just fine. I've been everywhere by myself. You will be A-okay. New York, name a city, Miami, name a city, damn near, and I've been there. Seattle, LA, just name a city, and I've been there alone, solo. Y'all be fine. Get out there, see the world, go to other countries, explore their cultures, taste their food, talk to people, see how they are, see how they live, ask questions, be curious. Don't tell yourself you know it, be curious, okay? I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. Your network is your net worth. If you guys are interested in a tea, all the information is down below. If you guys are interested in the 555 transformation, where we talk about the five pillars of life that you all need to be extremely happy and successful. Tomorrow, we are talking about relationships, all aspects, because that's the last pillar. You guys, if you guys want more information, book a one-on-one with me, a 30-minute free call where you guys can jump on Zoom and let me know what you need. And that's that. Let's see. Edwin says, I only been out of America one time and went to Canada. And yes, I've traveled to Kentucky by myself and had a blast. Love that. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. Check the description box for all your links. If you guys want a sample of the tea, say you're not quite ready to commit, but you might want a little detox or try it out, there you can order a sample as well. I've sent out all the samples to everyone, so your sample should be coming very soon for those of you who ordered or told me. But I love you guys. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. Happy Thursday, and I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Bye, guys.